Affairs will come to order. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, veterans, welcome. In response to the COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, legislators, and employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines. In compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process. We're holding our committee hearing here in the Capitol with some of our committee members participating remotely. And this morning, we have Senator Melissa Melendez, who will be participating remotely. And if you have any questions, Senator, please identify yourself to the staff. And do you have a staffer with you? If so, please identify that staffer.
I do. I have Amanda Fisher with me this morning. She's in the other room.
Thank you so much. Senator Melendez, as a reminder, please mute your phone or computer. This will greatly aid in eliminating any acoustic feedback. I ask that every time you wish to be recognized, that you use the raise your hand feature in the program. Each time you are recognized to speak, a pop-up window will appear asking if you would like to unmute. Please select unmute before you begin speaking, or IT personnel will put you back on mute when you are done. Once recognized to speak, please make sure you can be seen on the screen, state your name, and then you are ready to address the committee. To allow the public access, we have admitted members of the public to two hearing rooms to the extent that social distancing requirements allow, and we'll be using a teleconference service for those individuals who wish to testify today. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll number, free toll number, and access code is posted on your committee website. It will be displayed on the screen, and I will announce it now. Today's participant number is 1-844-291-6364, and the access code is 6542897. For detailed instructions on how the teleconference system works, please refer to the Senate and/or the committee website. When we move to public comment, you'll be prompted by a moderator to dial 1, then 0 for support and opposition. Press this only one time and wait patiently for an operator to assign you the line number. This can be a short wait. Once you receive your line number, you will wait in the queue for the moderator to call your line number. At that time, you will be unmuted, and you will now be ready to address the committee. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and to avoid acoustic feedback, you must mute the device you are watching the hearing on and prior to giving testimony over the phone. It is important that we hear from you, and we thank you for your patience. I will maintain decorum during the hearing, as it is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting and or meeting service or have their connections muted. While every effort has been made to streamline the hearing process and conduct our hearings as close to the same manner as customary, there may be some lag time for participants who are adjusting to the new use of online tools or technologies. Please be respectful and patient so all interested parties can be heard. Thank you. We'll continue with today's agenda. Let's establish a quorum. I'd like to remind members to turn on their microphones, please. Consultant, please call the roll.
Archuleta.
Here.
Archuleta here. Grove.
Here.
Grove here. Eggman. Melendez.
Melendez here.
Melendez here. Newman.
Here.
Newman here. Roth.
Here.
Roth here. Umberg. You have a quorum, sir.
We have a quorum. Thank you. We have three bills on the calendar today, ladies and gentlemen, as well as committee rules. Do we have a quorum? Yes, we do. Do we have a motion on the committee rules? So moved. And I'd like to thank you for that motion. The committee rules have been moved by Senator, we have Senator Richard Roth. Thank you, Senator. And again, please turn on your microphone so everyone can hear your vote. Consultant, please call the roll.
Archuleta.
Here. Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Grove.
Aye.
Grove, aye. Eggman. Melendez.
Melendez, aye.
Melendez, aye. Newman.
Aye.
Newman, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Umberg.
The committee rules have been adopted.
Leave it on call.
We'll put them on hold. Okay, now let's hear from our first author, Senate Bill 352, and is Senator Eggman. Are you ready?
Yes,
okay,
I am.
And you will be presenting from the chair there, if you wish.
Okay.
Okay, and Senator Susan Eggman, you may go ahead and present your bill.
Thank you very much, and good morning, everybody. Today I'm going to present SB 352, a straightforward but we think impactful piece of legislation. The military community has experienced an increase in reported incidents of sexual assault. The 2018 annual report on sexual assault in the military from the Department of Defense documented 6,053 reports. In 2019, the number rose to 6,236, and the California Military Department reported 18 sexual assaults in 2017. That number has continued to jump. The Department of Defense established a Sexual Assault Accountability Investigation Task Force, and they found a strong correlation between sexual harassment and sexual assault within military units. This bill tries to prevent assault through early intervention by making sexual harassment a standalone offense. It requires that instances of sexual harassment be reported along with sexual assault in the Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Report and made public through the release of data. Finally, it clarifies that crimes including sexual assault and sexual harassment are not protected from civil or criminal liability. Passage of this bill would make California the national leader in protecting military personnel within state jurisdiction. And with me here today, or my witness in support, I should say, is Jennifer Lucero, who served in active duty in the Air Force for 22 years and is now a program director at the California National Guard. And I believe we also have representatives from the California Military Department also on the line to provide any technical assistance.
Thank you, Senator. We'll now move on to those waiting and wanting to testify in support of the bill. Due to constraints regarding the length of the hearing, technology considerations, and cleaning protocols, committee chair may institute a time limit on the testimony. Each side will be permitted 3 minutes. All others wishing to testify must limit their comments to their name, affiliation, and position on the measures. And so today, I understand we have Jennifer Lucero, who will be the primary witness on support, and Colonel Darren Bender and First Sergeant Rebecca Woodenhauer with the California Military Department and are also on the line for technical assistance if necessary. Thank you for appearing today. So now we will move to any witnesses that are here in the room in 4203.
Sir, you've got to give them the time to tell the moderator to let them provide their testimony.
Moderator? If there's anyone in, hang on just a second.
So, moderator to release the line for primary witnesses.
Okay. Moderator, you can go ahead and release the line for any testimony.
The primary witness.
All right, for any
Thank
witness.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If you wish to comment.
Anyone on the queue?
If you wish to comment in support of S.
On support.
352, press 1 and then 0 at this time. We do have line 18. Line 18, please go ahead. Your line is open.
This is Rebecca Gonzalez of the National Association of Social Workers, California chapter in support of this bill.
There are no further comments in queue.
Jennifer Lucero, were you going to go ahead and comment? Is that what I understand?
Yes, this is this is Jennifer Lucero. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was the state sexual assault response coordinator for the military department from 2012 to 2015, and I just wanted to take a moment to speak in support of SB 352. By releasing the California Military Department sexual assault reports to the public, as other military departments do, it allows for increased transparency on the number of cases reported by Guard members. And the report also provides information on the reporting processes and procedures and describes what the SAPOR program is doing in the areas of education and prevention, which the public may not even be aware of. So as a 22-year active duty veteran, I'm also very fully supportive of amending the state UCMJ to make sexual harassment a crime, as this conduct negatively affects the good order and discipline of the military. And we know that sexual harassment falls within a continuum of harm, and if it's unchecked, it increases the likelihood of a sexual assault occurring. So making sexual harassment a crime punishable under the state UCMJ holds more weight than just saying, you know, there's zero tolerance. And I believe service members will take it more seriously, and it could actually prevent future sexual harassment incidents as well as sexual assaults. And if a sexual harassment incident is substantiated, the commander has another option to take action against the offender. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. We will move on to any witnesses here in room 4203 testifying in support. Are there any witnesses in room 2040 who wish to testify in support of Senate Bill 352? I see none. Thank you. Now we'll move on to the witnesses waiting to testify via telephone. Moderator, please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in support on Senate Bill 352, and we will begin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If you wish to comment in support of SB 352, press 1 and then 0 at this time.
Moderator, how many do we have on the line to testify support?
At this time, we do not have any comments in the queue.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, and I appreciate your testimony. So now let's go ahead and continue on. Any witnesses, moderator, any witnesses in support one more time in support of Senate Bill 352?
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to comment in support of SB 352, press 1 and then 0 at this time.
And we do have someone.
Senator Melendez.
Senator Melendez. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just had a question for the author. I heard the statistics.
Hang on one second. Her volume and voice is not coming across.
It's very low.
Okay. Senator Melendez, can you get close to the mic? We're having trouble hearing you.
I'm about as close as I can get. Can you hear me now?
Say again.
I said I'm about as close as I can get to the microphone. Can you hear me?
I'll listen carefully.
Okay. My question for the author is, I heard the statistics that were listed for the California National Guard from the year 2017. What are those statistics from the last 3 years?
I went up as far as 2018. I don't have that right here in my notes, but I can go back and find it. But it was continuing to rise.
It's 33, Senator, in your fact sheet. 33.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Having heard from the support, any witnesses here again, once in 4203, wishing to testify? I see none. Witnesses 2040, we asked. There's none there. And we've got the witnesses on testimony. Thank you, Senator, for your remarks and questions. And moderator, let's go on and find if there's anyone on the line in opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to comment in opposition of SB 352, press 1 and then 0 at this time.
And thank you, moderator. Lines open. We can call them individually. In opposition, moderator, please prompt any witness on in opposition of Senate Bill 352 one more time.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If you wish to comment in opposition of SB 352, press 1 and then 0 at this time. We have no comments in queue.
Thank you so much. We've got a motion to move the bill by Senator Richard Roth. And let me go ahead and one more time, moderator, I'd like to thank everyone for their support or opposition. And we've got a motion on the floor. Any questions, senators?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Senator Eggman. I'm sorry, Senator Josh Newman.
Senator Eggman, I just want to commend you on this bill and for your leadership in this important area. And I request to be added as a co-author as it moves forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Eggman, would you like to close?
I would just respectfully ask for your aye vote and happy to be on this committee working with all of you. And this is the first bill I presented here and look forward to this continuing this line of work. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. And do we have a motion? We have Senator Richard Roth consultant, please call the roll.
The motion is do pass, but first we refer to Senate Judiciary. Archuleta.
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Grove.
Grove, aye.
Grove, aye. Eggman.
Aye.
Eggman, aye. Melendez.
Melendez on SB 352, aye.
Melendez, aye. Newman.
Aye.
Newman, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Umberg.
Okay, the bill will be on call. Thank you. And now I'm going to present my bill. So, Senator Shannon Grove, I'll have you take over.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Archuleta will present SB 614. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And members, I'm here to present Senate Bill 614. I want to begin by accepting committee amendments. California has always led the way in providing programs supporting and helping service members and their families however possible. On 2012, the legislature authorized the creation of a special fund to better administer morale, welfare, and recreation programs, creating the Military Department Support Fund in the Treasury. However, state contracting law currently prohibits the military department from using donated funds to administer the morale, welfare, and recreation programs. Senate Bill 614 seeks to fix this oversight by authorizing the military department to enter into memorandums of agreement with nonprofit military or veterans organizations. The MOAs will allow the department to conduct California Military Department Support Fund activities for the benefit of military families and soldiers and airmen in the California National Guard. Senate Bill 614 would also authorize the military departments to spend money in the California Military Department Support Fund to pay entities that have entered into the MOAs. These monies can only be used to support these morale, welfare, and recreation activities if they were donated for that purpose. California owes a debt of gratitude to our servicemen and women, as well as their families, and Senate Bill 614 will aid them in addressing the need that often comes with deployment. Morale, welfare, and recreation programs are just one of the steps we can take to ensure that we pay the debt that is so much owed to our military personnel. Senate Bill 614 ensures that we will be able to provide these programs to families without delay during their time of need. On the line in support, I have Josh Baker of the California Enlisted Association of the National Guard of the United States, and Colonel Darren Bender and First Sergeant Rebecca Wilkenhauer. with the California Military Department are also on the line for technical assistance, and I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Moderator, please unmute the host line and allow Mr. Baker to proceed. Mr. Baker, please keep your comments to 3 minutes.
Hi, good morning, everybody. So as the president of the California Enlisted Association of the National Guard of the United States, henceforth known as CalENGUS, we do support this bill, and we thank Senator Archuleta for authoring the bill. So we at CalENGUS think that this bill will fix a good intended program where legislation was passed to authorize the funds for the MWR. But Senate Bill 614 will fix an issue where and partner the Military Department Foundation with our nonprofit military and veteran foundations to easily expense money, and it would help get rapid relief, financial relief, to our service members who are in financial need.
Thank you, sir. Colonel Bender or First Sergeant Rebecca Walkenhauer, do you have comments? And if so, the moderator, please unmute their lines.
This is Colonel Darren Bender. I just wanted to, I really have nothing additional to say in terms of technical issues with the bill, other than I wanted to thank CalENGUS. They identified this issue in coordination with the department as a partner, and took measures to ensure that it was fixed. And I will also want to thank Senator Archuleta for authoring the bill.
Thank you, sir. Moderator, we'll be right back to you in just a second. Let's begin with other witnesses in support here in 4203. Seeing none, let's go to room 2040. Seeing none. Moderator, we are back to you for other witnesses in support. If you are in support of this bill, moderator, would you instruct individuals how to proceed?
Thank you, Madam Chair. If you wish to comment in support of SB 614, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to comment in support of SB 614, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. There are no comments in queue at this time.
Thank you, Madam Moderator. We will be back to you shortly. Let's see if there is any individuals in opposition. Seeing none here in 4203, let's go to 2040. Seeing none, Moderator, we are back to you already. If you could see if there is anyone in queue for opposition to this bill, it would be greatly appreciated.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And if you wish to comment in opposition of SB 614, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. And once again, if you wish to speak in opposition of SB 614, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. We have no comments in queue.
Thank you, Madam Moderator. Let's bring it back to the dais. Does any of the members have any questions or comments that they would like to address on SB 614? Move the bill. The bill has been moved by Senator Eggman. Clerk, can you please call the roll? Oh, I apologize. Sir, would you like to close?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I would appreciate the support for our men and women in uniform who work so diligently every single day honoring our country. And so here's a chance for us to pay back in a way of saying thank you by supporting the fund and allowing it to go forward to help so many men and women who are in need at deployment. And I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, sir. Now, Madam Clerk, you can please call the roll. Members, please remember to turn your microphones on.
The motion is do pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Archuleta.
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Grove.
Aye.
Grove, aye. Eggman. Eggman, aye. Melendez.
Melendez on SB 614, aye.
Melendez, aye. Newman.
Aye.
Newman, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Umberg. Leave it on call.
That bill has six votes, but we'll leave it on call for Senator Emberg. And thank you for your bill, sir. Very good.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Now I'll take my hat back. And Senator Newman, you have a bill to present, Senate Bill 661. Please go ahead and make your presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Before I start, let me note the historic nature of these proceedings. This is actually the first time in memory that all seven members of this committee are themselves veterans. Also worth noting that this is the first, this includes three female veterans from the Army, Navy, and from the Air Force. That's the highest number of female veterans ever in the history of the California State Senate. And so we should all be proud to be part of this committee. Let me begin. Mr. Chair and Senators, I'm here before you today to advocate on behalf of SB 661, which makes updates and technical improvements to those sections of California's Military and Veterans Code pertaining to the California Department of Veterans Affairs Home Loan Program. Before I start, let me note that I have accepted the committee's recommended amendments. Let me also note that this bill has support on both sides. The passage of SB 661 will grant CalVet the authority for the first time to refinance home loans underwritten by the CalVet Home Loan Program. Despite the important benefits associated with the ability to refinance existing loans, CalVet is currently prohibited under statute from doing so. CalVet home loans are advantageous and uniquely suited to veterans because the loans offer competitive market rates while requiring reduced down payments. As a result of its accumulated expertise with this very specific clientele, CalVet tends to require less documentation than a private lender and does not require that borrowers have a substantial amount of money in the bank to underwrite a home loan to veterans. CalVet frequently underwrites home loans to veterans whom the private sector might exclude or overlook by deliberately working with veterans whose applications might otherwise be rejected as the result of conventional home loans programs, rigid, matrix-based, and impersonal underwriting processes. In addition to expanding CalVet's authority to refinance existing CalVet home loans at competitive market rates, SB 661 would also make other minor, fairly technical changes to the relevant statute, such as allowing CalVet to offer loans with less than a 30-year payback while adhering to U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs loan limit and appraisal guidelines. Under current statute, CalVet may only make home loans to military reservists or members of the National Guard if they are still serving and have completed at least 1 year of a 6-year commitment. Guardspersons and reservists have served our country, and they should not be penalized because they were not ordered to active duty. One of the amendments to the bill will enable CalVet to make home loans to military reservists and members of the National Guard who have completed a 6-year service obligation and then separated, even if they were not called up to active duty during their time in uniform. It's an immense source of pride to CalVet that the CalVet Home Loan Program has always been self-financing and has never drawn on the general fund to pay for administrative costs or for debt service. SB 661 will allow CalVet to maintain this tradition while ensuring that the CalVet Home Loan Program can compete in today's competitive home loans market to help California's veterans better weather changes in the economy and to stay in their homes for years to come. With me virtually today to answer questions is John Spangler, Deputy Secretary for Legislation at CalVet, and Teresa Gunn, Deputy Secretary for the CalVet Home Loan Program. I respectfully ask for your aye vote today.
Senator, before we go on to your witnesses in support and or opposition, amendments will not be taken by the committee today. Would you clarify that, please?
Oh, I apologize. So there was some back and forth. So one of the amendments that was proposed is apparently not necessary and will not be taken, and we'll resolve that as we move forward.
Thank you for clearing that up. Now we'll go ahead and continue. We'll now move on to anyone waiting to testify in support of Senate Bill 661. Due to constraints regarding the length of the hearing, technology considerations, cleaning protocols, committee chair may institute the time limit on testimony. Each side will be permitted 3 minutes. All other wishing to testify must limit their comments to their name, affiliation, and position on the measure. Today, Senator Newman has John Spangler with CalVet for technical questions, should you have any. So let's begin with the witnesses in room 4203, testifying in support. I see none. Are there any witnesses in room 2040 who wish to testify in support of Senate Bill 661? I see none. Thank you. We will move on to witnesses waiting to testify via telephone. Moderator, please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in support on Senate Bill 661 and we will begin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to comment in support of SB 661, press 1 and then 0 at this time.
Moderator, how many do we have to testify in support?
At this time, we have no one in queue.
Thank you. Please open the lines.
We do have John Spangler on the line.
Did I hear one?
No, just for questions. That's
I'm sorry, we have John Spangler on the line.
Okay. John Spangler, if you wish to go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. No comment. I just wanted to reiterate Senator Newman's congratulations to you and the committee for the historic nature of its makeup. Thank you.
Thank you. Moderator, please, one more time, ask if there's anyone wishing to testify in support of 661.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to comment in support of SB 661, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time.
Thank you. Having heard from all...
You have no one in the queue.
Thank you. Having heard from all supporters and witnesses here in room 403, anyone wishing to testify in opposition? I see none. Have any witnesses in room 2040 wishing to testify in opposition? I see none. Thank you. We will move on to witnesses waiting to testify in opposition via telephone. Moderator, please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in opposition on Senate Bill 661.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If you wish to comment in opposition of SB 661, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time.
Moderator, how many do we have in opposition on the line?
We have no one in queue at this time.
Thank you. Please continue with the open lines for individuals to make sure that there is no one else who would like to testify in opposition to Senate Bill 661. One more time.
Thank you. If you wish to comment in opposition of SB 661, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. We have no one in queue.
Thank you, Moderator. Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen, for your support or opposition as witnesses. We will now bring the discussion back to the members. Members, do you have any questions or comments?
Move the bill.
I have a motion by Senator Richard Roth and Senator Newman. Would you like to close?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm glad to be able to assist CalVet in modernizing this program, which helps California's military personnel and vets, and which is actually celebrating its 100th year this year. Thank you. I respectfully ask for an aye vote today.
Thank you. The motion has been moved. Consultant, please call the roll.
The motion is due pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Archuleta.
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Grove. Grove, aye. Eggman.
Aye.
Eggman, aye. Melendez.
Melendez on SB 661, aye.
Melendez, aye. Newman.
Aye.
Newman, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye.
Thank you, Senator, for your votes. The bill is on call. I would now like to continue. Thank you to the staff and everyone who put this hearing together today. And everyone who submitted their votes one way or the other. And I would like to be able to say thank you to the committee members, because as was heard by Senator Josh Newman, this is the first time that we're all here together as veterans. Congratulations. We've made history. And ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to submit any comments or suggestions in writing to the Committee on the Military and Veterans Affairs, please go to our website. Your commitment and your comments and suggestions will be greatly appreciated. Please include your testimony in the official hearing records. Thank you, everyone, for your participation and patience. We have concluded the agenda, and we will wait for Senator Umberg to come in and finish up. But the committee meeting is...
No,
we have to keep it on hold. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to open.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, baby.
Why don't you go ahead and sit right here, Senator? All right. We'll turn that microphone.
Okay, all right, thanks. Yeah, there we go. All right.
So, sir, we're going to open the roll for, and we'll start with Senator. We're going to do the committee rules and then everything else.
Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will continue on with the meeting of Military and Veterans Affairs today, March 17th, and we will begin with the rules, and now that we have a quorum.
We're lifting the call.
We're lifting the call, all right? And we had a motion on the floor for rules. Senator Umberg, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Senator.
Senator Umberg.
Senator Umberg, aye.
And with that, consultant, call the roll.
6-0. Rules are adopted.
Good. It is moved.
You have to say 0. You have to say. You have to say 6-0. Committee rules have been adopted.
The vote is 6-0, and committee rules have been adopted.
Next would be.
Let me find it here.
Is it SB 352?
Yeah, next 352. Next bill would be 352, Senator Umberg.
The motion is do pass, but first we refer to Senate Judiciary. It's currently 6-0. Senator Umberg.
Aye.
Senator Umberg, aye. Bill is out 7.
And it is now 6-0.
7-0.
And it will move on.
Correct. Yeah.
Thank you.
And now we're going to go to file item 2.
Next one is item 2, 614.
Okay, the motion.
The motion is do pass, but first we refer to appropriations. It's currently 6-0, sir. Senator Umberg.
Umberg, aye.
Umberg, aye.
And it's 7-0.
Final count is 7-0. That bill moves on.
Final count is 7-0. It moves on. Now we move to file item number 3, Senate Bill 661.
The motion is SB 661. The motion is do pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Current count is 6-0. Senator Umberg.
Umberg, aye.
Senator Umberg, aye.
Yeah.
And it's 7-0. So the
motion passes.
The motion passes and moves on.
Okay. Thank you very much for keeping the roll open. Thank you, everybody.
And we've completed the agenda, and our meeting is completed. Meeting adjourned.